Exhibit A, we are friends in a sleeping bag, splitting the heat. We have one filthy pillow to share, and your lips are in my hair. Someone upstairs has a rat that we laughed at, and people are drinking and singing Scarborough Fair. On a ukulele, there. Exhibit B, well, we found an apartment. It's not much to look at, a futon on a floor, torn off desktop for a door. Older decor's made of milk crates and duct tape, and if we have sex, they can hear us through the floor. But we don't do that anymore. And I lay there wondering, what is the matter? Is this a matter of worse or of better? You took the blanket, so I took the bed sheet, but I would have held you if you'd only let me. If you'd only let me.
When I was younger, I saw my daddy cry and curse at the wind. He broke his own heart, and I watched as he tried to reassemble it. And my mama swore that she would never let herself forget. And that was the day that I promised I'd never sing of love if it does not exist.
Exhibit C, look how quaint and how quiet and private our paychecks have bought us a condo in town. It's the nicest flat around. You picked a mattress and had it delivered, and I walked upstairs and the sight of it made my heart pound. And I wrapped my arms around me, and I stood there wondering, what is the matter? Is this a matter of worse or of better? You walked right past me and straightened the covers, but I would still love you if you wanted a lover. And you said,
but darling, you are the only exception.
In the world won't buy bed.
You are the only exception.
So big and wide.
The only exception.
To guarantee that you won't accidentally touch me.
You are the only exception.
Exhibit D, now we're both mostly paralyzed. Don't know how long we've been lying here in fear. Too afraid to even feel. I find my glasses and you turn the light out. Roll off on your side like you rolled away for years. Holding back those king-sized tears. And I still don't ask you, what is the matter? Is this a matter of worse or of better? You take the heart failure, I'll take the cancer. I've long stopped wondering why you don't answer.
Maybe I know somewhere deep in my soul that love never lasts. We've got to find other ways to make it alone, but keep a straight face. And I've always lived like this, keeping a comfortable distance. And up until now, I had sworn to myself that I'm content with loneliness, because none of it was ever worth the risk. Well, you are the only exception. You are the only exception. You are the only exception. You are the only exception.
Exhibit E, you can certainly see how fulfilling a life from the cost and size of stone of our final resting home. We've got some nice ones right under a cherry tree, you and me lying the only way we know, side by side and still and cold. And I finally ask you, what was the matter? Was it a matter of worse or of better? You stretch your arms out and finally face me. You say, I would have told you if you'd only asked me. If you'd only asked me. If you'd only asked me. Hmm.